Wisconsin's Northwest Heritage Passage in Spooner. They're requesting $5,000. And Mario?
So this is this organization, the Heritage Passage Group, has been around since 1999. They're an all-volunteer group. They have a storefront gallery now. And when they formed, they started creating kind of a driving guide to the arts in northwestern part of the state. And they produce every other year about 12,000 of these guides, and they're still doing it. So this is the first year for an experiment of theirs called Potters in the Park Clay Day. It's already scheduled for August the 17th. It's going to take place in a park right next door to the gallery, smack in the middle of town. You know, in some ways it seems like a very simple idea, but it's a really straightforward one, and I really like it, I have to say, because these guys, first of all, in terms of what they plan to do, they have 10 artists that are going to be rotating, taking turns during the day, and they're going to do hour presentations, and during the hour there's going to be a demo of what they do, and then they're going to engage the public in trying it out for themselves. So it's kind of watching, kind of participating, and then since they're next door to the gallery, they're hopefully going to go next door and buy a piece of art. That was the first piece of the thing that I had wondered about when I read the application, is there didn't seem any opportunities to purchase art. And then I realized that the gallery is right next door, so I didn't worry about that anymore. One of the hooks to get a crowd, which I think was, I missed the idea, is they are going to try to break a Guinness Book of World Records for the most number of pots thrown in an hour. And I think that will draw a crowd, and it's kind of clever. The money, if they get any, is going to be used for paying artists. And in terms of the community involvement, the Taste of Washburn County gave half of their proceeds to their big dinner this year to this group. So that certainly says that they're supported locally. And then the numbers of people, the partners that they demonstrate, the chamber, the high school art teacher, the city, the tourism people, they're all clearly on board with this. So I just think it's amazingly well organized. These guys have got, you know, even down to the names of the people who are going to be part of the evaluation team walking around the clipboard. They know who those individuals are already. So I feel like it's a simple, straightforward, and really kind of elegant proposal.
Okay. Tony?
Yeah, I agree. I thought this is a very small community, so it fits the community to attempt this. I thought the Guinness World Record idea is also very clever. I wish they had included more photos of work by individual artists who will be at the event in their work sample. And I had difficulty understanding the relationship and roles of Wisconsin's Northwest Heritage Passage and the Arts in Hand Gallery. You explained it very well, but as I was reading it, I just couldn't figure it out. And I thought, well, like, which one is the actual lead organization, or what is this? Because the institutional type is listed as a gallery, so...
Are you clear on the relationship
I'm
now?
Clear on it
okay.
now,
okay.
yeah. But I do think it could have been written better.
Anyone else?
So I've been in previous events of, you know, demonstrate, and then, you know, you sit down and you... So most of the time, you know, the artists won't have plenty of time because there will be a line of people, you know, wanting to do it. So they usually just do something like very basic, very rough. So people get the feeling of what it's like to, you know, to create a pot or something like that. And it usually works. But the issue here is that you get, you know, people get, especially kids get anxious, you know, because you have to wait your turn. So I think the way they conceptualize this idea, demonstration, and then getting people to see it, definitely going to be a fun thing for people to participate. My concern would be managing, you know, if it gets a lot of people then, you know.
My concern is, what if it rains? It's one day that they're offering, you know, it's the danger of outdoor activities. And, I mean, that's just the nature of that. And it's, I don't remember seeing anything about, like, rain contingency, because they have to get tents, which is another cost. And in August, you probably want to have tents anyways for direct sunlight. So so that might be part of their design, but it's always frightening to me when it's a grant for one day. and clay doesn't do very well with water.
Good point.
It's a good point.
So what exactly is the world Guinness record?
You see how many to throw the most pots in 1 hour.
One person or
one person?
Because I just looked up what that current record is, and it's 159 pots.
So somebody should be practicing now.
27
Any other discussion?
I will just point out that one day festivals are something that are often supported through this particular program.
Okay.